What is in your life's blueprint?
Yo, what is good, We Love Philly fam? Welcome back to the We Love Philly podcast. This is the second episode of season two, brought to you again by me, your new host, your XOX, Ty Wilson. And today, we actually have a guest. I'm joined here by Dominic Herrera. Yo, he's a Philadelphia native, currently finishing up high school. What high school do you currently attend?
Currently, I attend Wombat Ray High School. It's at Erie Avenue. It's my senior year.
All right. So you say it's your senior year. So for anyone that's not familiar with Wombat Ray High School, that was the first high school that We Love Philly ran out of, and that is the high school that I went to. I didn't go to that exact campus, but I am familiar with what goes on in that high school. So if you can, like, run me down on, like, how your experience was and what brought you to the high school and stuff like that.
So I first attended Philadelphia Virtual Academy for a year, and then that was when COVID happened. And then after that, I didn't really get enrolled to school, like, during COVID. So after, like, probably a year out of school, I got enrolled into OBR.
Yeah.
And so what they do is they, like, accelerate your credits, and so you can finish on time even if you missed a year or miss whatever, how many years you ever missed.
Gotcha.
And they would give you more credits in those three trimesters, and you would graduate faster.
So attending an OBR, what exactly brought you to We Love Philly? Because that's what introduced me to We Love Philly, was being at OBR, being a high school student there.
All right. So first, my sister attended We Love Philly for, like, maybe 6 months, 5 months, I think. And after that, she had recommended me to it after I started attending OBR. So that was around January 2021, September. And then I got enrolled. She just invited me over. She was like, oh, this is We Love Philly. Like, we do community work. We help the homeless. And she was like, this is a really great program, and I really feel like you should be enrolled in this. And this is something big that you could do and something good for yourself that you could do after school. And so you're not just going home and doing whatever.
If I can get your opinion, being a Philadelphia native, your opinion on how the school system was at that point, could you describe that experience for you?
It was kind of weird.
Definitely at a weird time, because we were just coming out of COVID and the school system was very, very unorganized.
It wasn't really, like, super difficult, but it was still hard coming out of, what, like, a year out of school. And on top of that, like, all the changes with COVID, all the restrictions that were added to some of the schools, it was different, but We Love Philly definitely helped me with that and definitely got me through probably most of it.
I believe that during your year in We Love Philly, you worked on a shipping container. Am I correct?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. How was that experience?
Building the shipping container was actually, like, super fun. It was super fun. It took a little minute, but it was definitely worth the time. It was a really fun time working with Greg, working with Aponte, working with all my friends, not my coworkers. Those were my friends.
Yeah.
And it was just a really good time building that shipping container.
Yeah, I think it was, like, very unique, because it was the first, I want to say, more freedom ran We Love Philly class. And I wasn't there as often because obviously I was graduated at that time. And coming in and just, okay, first, there's nothing there. Then there's just a shipping container. And I come back and then painted windows, this, that, and the third. And I'm looking, I'm watching it transform. And then not only that, I'm watching y'all connection transform and y'all get stronger together. And not only this, like, you guys are getting credit, you guys are making money. It's different. It's really different to see, because why can't school be like that? Like,
exactly.
Why can't everything be in a point to have the best whatever, the best carpenters that we can have, the best artists that we can have, and not be bred to, yeah, I mean, but yeah, I think it was powerful seeing that.
Yeah, We Love Philly is, like, it's crazy stuff. No schools really do that. No schools do what Aponte does.
Yeah, I mean, like, the summer program was a very strong, like, really start, because, like, we're just starting. And not only that, the Puerto Rico trip, being able to experience that, if you can give.
So that summer trip with We Love Philly to Puerto Rico was amazing as well.
Yeah, I think, like, the opportunity to just see you guys from a different level and get a chance to see the student, see the youth find themselves in a new location, in a new space, and be so intent on a goal that's not just for themselves, because we're there, the Boys and Girls Club, we're helping others, and we're really formulating a whole project, and we're doing that together, which is how the world works, you know what I mean? Like, the world is fundamentally built on teamwork and stuff like that, you know what I mean?
Yeah. The Boys and Girls Club was amazing to be at. That was really fun to do. It was really fun to work with the kids. It was really fun to work with the community. It was really nice to go out to where I'm from and make a difference and go feed dogs, go wash dogs. It was really nice to be back home.
Yeah.
And, like, yeah.
It was definitely, like, a changing experience. I'm grateful for those times. But, like, even moving forward, just doing more stuff. I see all the time the call to action. How do we do this? How do we do that? How do we get people to care? I feel, and a lot of people feel like we just do more. That's why a lot of our Wheel of Philly goals is to do a lot. You know what I mean? You guys did a lot in the summer program. Even now you're doing a lot. Even when you're stepping away and finding yourself in the stand at third, even recently, like, where we're always tying back together and we're coming back and we're finding ways we can help here and organizations here and this, that, and the third, you know. So, yeah, besides that, I would like to talk about, like, your experience recently, October 14th, when you were
October
shot.
October 14th.
Yeah.
Where do I even start? Like, I'm chilling at my friend Aiden's house, my best friend. Love him to death. And I get a text. I get a text from my mom in the family group chat, and she's just, I just got jumped by the neighbors. So I'm like, all right, whatever. I'm dropping everything we're doing. Aiden, I'm out or whatever. I get home. I'm over there probably like 20 minutes max. I run home. I wrap around to the front. And my mom is just sitting out front. She's on the front stoop, and she's just like, posted up. Like, she's ready for whatever because she just got jumped. I was like, yo, what happened? Whatever. Break it down to me. I'm here. So the whole reason that my mom got jumped, it was because Pablo got out. My mom had taken him out. She took him out. He went poop. She went back in the house, grabbed some poop bags. And after she went back out to grab the poop bags, Pablo got out.
To clarify, the dog.
Yeah, Pablo. Yeah. Pablo's my dog. He's probably like an 80-pound pit bull.
So adorable. Like,
you don't want him getting out ever, but like, he goes out, he runs up to a kid. He's never been nobody. Mm. Never been nobody. He's a dumb dog, but he's not going to do that.
Yeah, they're excited. They're playful.
Yeah, so Pablo runs up to the little kid of the girl who jumped my mom. Pablo's running up to him, barking at him, whatever, but he doesn't touch him at all. He might have jumped on him once. I wasn't even there to experience it, so I don't know. Then my dad come up with the car. He get Pablo in the car or whatever, and the girls are just yapping, just going crazy at my mom. And even after all that, like, after she get Pablo in the car or whatever, like, she get herself situated, she goes back up to the girls and she's like, all right, I'm sorry, whatever, I understand, he's a big dog, he's scary, so I understand. So like, I will understand why you're scared, I will understand why you're mad. Even still, I'm gonna go apologize to you after you bombard me with all these nasty words, they're saying that.
Yeah, real disrespectful.
Being real disrespectful, my mom still went up to her and she was like, nah, like, it's
just looking for problems.
Yeah, like, just looking for problems. Literally just like wanted to do whatever just because my dog ran up to you. Yeah. That doesn't make sense to me at all. So after my mom apologizes, one of the girls hit her. They start hitting her, and then the other girl jump in, whatever. Then my dad come break it up or whatever. My dad, he's not about to hit a girl. He's not about to
of course.
Do none of that. Goes up to them, he pushes the one girl out the way. So I'm thinking, like, I think Shorty was like, oh, this dude tried to fight me. So that's like, that's my thought. But even still, why is you calling up to come shoot? He didn't touch her. He didn't put his hands on her. He didn't do none of that. He breaks it up or whatever. My mom get away from the girl. And then that's when I get the text. That's when I'm on my way over there. The girls were saying, oh, Pablo been my son or whatever. Did not happen. Did not happen. So
even more looking for problems.
Yeah. Not even 5-7 minutes go past after she break down everything to me. Some dudes come down the block, hoodie, ski mask. Crazy part is they was on our side first, and then they went to the other side of the sidewalk. And my little sister's like, yo, he's got a gun. Like, she's watching him reach into his pocket like, yo, he got a gun. Luckily, he was wearing a bright hoodie. Nobody would have seen that, but she's beaming him. She's making sure we're cool. Yo, he's got a gun. Yo, he's got a gun. Like, she repeats it like at least 4 times, and we're all bricking him. We're all just staring him down. My brother was behind me, then he stepped in front of me and stepped up to them, basically. So they come down on the other side, walk past my brother's friend's car. That's just the crazy part. So they could have got hit. So my brother was like, yo, what y'all trying to do? Whatever. And then they start saying, oh, what y'all staring at? Blah, 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 blah. And then they just start shooting. They start shooting and running. And that's when I dart back. My brother, my little sister, and my mom, they throw themselves to the floor. My dad come out yelling. He's like, yo, everybody throw themselves to the ground. Get on the ground. Get on the ground. And that's why the shooters is just running away, just running and shooting, just dumping the whole, both of them dumping clips, just running away.
Yeah. Crazy.
So the cops had came after my mom had got jumped, right?
Yeah.
She got them to try and get a statement. So they went and tried to get a statement. Neighbors was in front of us. Mm-hmm. So they go over to the crib. Right after they talk to my mom, it's like, yo, where the kid at? So we can see where he got bit or whatever. And they wasn't trying to give up the kid. They wasn't trying to like, oh no, he's upstairs, whatever. What? That kid not upstairs, none of that. So they don't give up no names. They don't give up nothing. The cops don't get no statement. Come on. But after I got shot, it was tough because, like, my neighbors just shot me, bro.
Yeah, they live right there.
They really right BS across from me. That's
really for what?
Ridiculous. And I never interacted with these neighbors is the crazy part. I don't even know what the girl looked like that got me shot.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what none of them look like.
And you can even just tell, like, with the fact that they would stay there before and after and they're just running off shots. They don't care.
What?
They're
like,
just young and they're just quick to the jump. They want to be about it. And of course, you had to be angry. I know you had to be upset.
Yeah, it's aggravating to the max. But like, even still, it's crazy because they got to just stay there. The cops knew where they was at. Cops knew everything. The girls who got me shot, my mom was on with everything. She went up to their house. That's my meal now. So I'm figuring out who you are. They knew everything. So thankfully, she had gotten arrested, the 29th of December? Okay. A month and a half after I got shot?
Way too long after.
A month and a half? And I'm still living there? I got to move out while they still staying there. Like, they still got the lights on. They still turning the lights off. They still opening the blinds, whatever. Now I got to be worried about, what they about to do? What they about to do? And I got a U-Haul truck in the front of the crib. They could do anything at any time. Front door wide open.
Exactly.
How am I supposed to sleep there? How the hell is my family supposed to sleep there? That don't make no sense. We got bullet holes through the front door, through the window. Like, how are we supposed to sleep there, bro? The cops had to sit in there, or the city had to sit in there, whatever. Just living, because nobody was trying to help us.
Mm.
Nobody, like, the city said, here's $1,000 to help move.
Mm-hmm.
Mom was like, I got 5 kids I need to move out. 5 kids, and I got all this in the crib. Who is about to help me?
Yeah.
It was just tough. I got to wait all this time for something to happen, even though they know everything.
They don't care.
They don't really care at all. Like, nobody cared. That's exactly what it felt like. Nobody cared. Yeah. Like, that's not.
Out of a city that's the main issue.
It's gun violence.
And all the resources out there, there was no immediate help.
At all. It's just ridiculous because they have the freedom to come and do whatever they want to me because they know my case isn't going to get solved. That's how I feel.
Yeah.
I feel like they just about to be running free.
For real.
It's crazy to even think about.
That shouldn't be the way it is. It really shouldn't. Yeah. Especially not this far down the line. This far down the line and we're still dealing with issues like that.
I still love my city, though.
Yeah, we got to do Philly something.
Yeah, yeah, that's why I'm trying to make a change. We love Philly.
Yep.
Because I love Philly. That's it, bro. That's it, because I love Philly.
I know that you started to get really heavily invested in our Ninja Warrior League that we're building with the Revolutionary
Yes.
Kids.
Yes. So yeah. I feel like that American Ninja Warrior League is just huge for me.
Yeah.
Like a really big thing to me because of they wanted it to be based off of, let's get these kids off these streets.
Give them something to do.
Yeah, give them something to do because people like me, I'm not about to go start shooting back at them.
Yeah.
Who don't want to go to urban area? Who want to go do that? Why not?
Yeah, for real.
Why not? I want to be able to do something to get my mind off of what just happened, whatever I'm going through, even the aftermath of what happened.
Yeah.
So I feel like that was one of the really big things to me about that league. I'm like, I want to be a part of this. I would love to do something to help the matter of gun violence in the city. So I feel like the league is great for like people like me.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm not about to go give revenge. I'm not about to go do whatever. I wanna go live my life as a kid. Yeah, about to turn 18. I'm still 17 though. I need to spend whatever time I got as a kid. I need to.
Yeah, for real.
But that's just the really big thing to me about the American Ninja Warrior League. I'm so glad that I got invited to be a part of it.
Yeah, it's going to be dope.
And on top of that, I need to hurry up and get my team together.
That's what I'm saying.
I need to get my team together.
That's what I'm saying. I like just when I went there and I filmed the video and stuff like that and experiencing the kids make their obstacles. It was dope. It was super fun. Personally, it was my first time jumping on the trampoline. Yeah, being that bull from Allegheny, yeah, I ain't really never been down there. Definitely never been down there, but it was super like sick. It was dope, and I would love to be able to compete. That was one of the
things
I said
so
to Aponte. I was like,
so
we
excited.
Need a team. And he was like, we're working on the alumni team. I'm like, all right, bro, work faster, gang.
Me too, because I want to hurry up and get my team together. I want to hurry up and just get everything going.
It's going to be big, too. That's why we're asking for all of your guys' support.
Needs to
definitely
be big.
Support us out with that. The kids are working hard. And, yeah, we hope to soon have that as that outlet that we speak about, as that outlet for people like us to have done back then and not – and not wait now to try to do, but
put your faith in our youth.
Put our faith in our youth. While we're on that topic, I wanted to congratulate you on being in the Metro Magazine.
Thank you very much.
That's pretty big, you know what I mean?
So Jason was like amazing for that. I feel like Jason was the perfect person
Jason
for my mom to pick.
Such a great friend. Such a great guy. Shout out Jason Peters.
Amazing. Amazing. Jason, I appreciate you so much. You don't even know Jason.
Dope. He's dope.
Wow. Wow. The story was great. He depicted everything perfectly. He brought everything out. Like amazingly.
It was just so like dramatic. It was perfect. Mm-hmm. It was honestly like
he
cinematic.
Brought in all the emotions I wanted to bring in, and I loved it.
Yeah.
I loved how he told my story. I loved how he brought the timeline in, how long I've been waiting to move out. He did an amazing job with the story, and there's nothing else I can say about that. And he was like super supportive and making sure I felt safe in telling my story. He didn't step into my boundaries. Whatever my mom was setting or whatever I was setting, he wasn't stepping over any of that. He was making sure I was super comfortable. Next, on to the next.
Yeah, sometimes like that. It's a waiting game.
It's amazing.
Mm-hmm. Like the story transforms. It becomes like a part of you. Like our scars, obviously our scars lay on our bodies. It's the same type of deal. It becomes a form of who we are. And like, I think that's really inspiring, knowing that like you were strong enough to make that decision, to not let it hold you back, to not be just this furious person, or to honestly just not be anyone besides who you've always been, which is really strong, because a lot of people struggle to keep themselves.
Thank you. I try my best. I try my best to stay myself. That's all I could do. That's all anybody could do. It's just, or all anybody should do, in my opinion, just be yourself.
Yeah, for real.
Literally just be yourself.
Too many people are trying too hard to be somebody else.
Literally just, like, why are you caring so much?
It really don't matter. It really doesn't matter.
I understand you gotta care, like, just care. Yeah. But don't care so much that it stops you from doing something that you want to do.
Yeah.
Like something that you really feel like your heart should do.
It only takes that one time for you to be, like, really just look in the mirror and be like, damn, I am wasting too much time caring. Because, yeah, for real. You just be,
what are you, there's no point in caring so much.
Spending 7 hours thinking, man, like a lot of times you just gotta move, you gotta do it. Literally. And you be just stuck thinking about all the outcomes that ain't never gonna happen.
Like, yeah, who's stopping you from being you? Nobody, bro. It's all you can provide, I feel like. Just being yourself.
I think that's just really what the problem ties into. People just trying too hard to be that image. Like, it, and what for? Honestly, in terms of, like, what is the point?
Just, why are you trying to be somebody you're not?
Yeah, because then you get...
There's no point.
Like, learn, if you can learn from the story from the opposite standpoint, just know that it's not going to end... You're not going to be the big dog that you think you're going to be. It's not real. You made it up. Like, you
it's
made
all
the
in your
problem
head.
Up. Like, the problem
all
wasn't there.
Head.
The problem was really not there. And I think too many times people get caught up in self-centered, and that leads to,
negativity.
Honestly, yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly. But I would like to know, what your opinion is on Philadelphia right now, like, just the state of it.
Philadelphia is... It's a place to be. That's all I can say. This is really just a place to be. But living here is just taking it day by day, because literally anything can happen, especially if you're taking public transportation. Public transportation is another story in this city. You never understand. Literally just a city at this point, because there's nothing that's being done about what's going on at all. Like, we got to do it ourselves at this point.
It's really true. I think that is how it is. It is just a city. Like, a lot of times, to get too normalized because we get stuck in tradition. We get stuck doing the same thing over and over again. Mm-hmm. And that's how it's starting to be. Some urban cities are just cities. Like, we have the same problems. We have the same poverty problems, the same drug issues. Mm-hmm. And it's not a good environment for people to be in consistently, because it does drive people to think negatively all the time. Mm-hmm. And to always feel that way. And then we get brought with people to have to grow up stronger and grow quicker and have to already put themselves in the mindset to not let the things that you don't even have control of affect you and become, quote unquote, product of your environment, or quote unquote, the demons of where you lie. And honestly, I think having a clear line of your goals and your future can really spark that. I would like to ask you if you have any goals, or like, what is the plan?
For right now, all I'm thinking about is finishing school. For right now, I'm trying to take it day by day.
Yeah,
I'm exactly. trying to take it. Like, all I can do right now is take it day by day, because I feel like I'd be overwhelming myself thinking about the future.
True.
Like, I'd be wondering, am I going to disappoint my mom? Am I going to disappoint my dad if I don't do this, if I don't do that? But just take it day by day. Do what you got to do. And other than finishing school, I want to go to trade school. I want to go to Lincoln Tech. I just applied to Lincoln Tech. Haven't gotten back to me yet, but.
Fingers crossed.
All I could do. All I could do is wait. That's what I feel like most of the time. All I could do is wait. But I got hired at Chick-fil-A.
Yeah.
Got hired at Chick-fil-A. So I'm
in the bag.
You know what I'm saying?
Year.
So I got hired at Chick-fil-A, so I want to be able to have my car by the end of the summer.
Nice.
Want to be able to have my own little whip. Don't got to be too nice, just something to get from A to B.
Yeah.
And on top of that, my goals with the American Ninja Warrior League.
Yeah.
My goals, I want to have so much fun.
Yeah, it's going to be dope.
Because they're making their own obstacle courses and everything, right? Like, they're making their own.
And they got a lot to work with, for real. There is a lot down there at Urban Air Delco. But, yeah, that's going to be dope. And I think what you're saying is, like, you're just moving forward.
All I can really do is just move forward and just do what I can do every day. Take your time. Mm-hmm. Take your time. That was one of my big things, just take your time.
Yeah.
Do what you got to do, it at your own pace. Don't let nobody rush you. I hate being rushed.
Yeah, that's that. That
I hate being rushed, bro. I hate being rushed so much.
I think ever since I've heard it, I've been like really attached to the fact that really, like, if your attention is there, then the outcome will follow. You know what I mean? So I do move forward, and I try to keep moving in a way that is towards what I want. But I don't set any goals, and I don't limit myself to anything, because I think it's limiting, for the lack of a better word. But moving that way, I think, it's super beneficial, especially when you're dealing with things, or you go through things, or honestly, just when you're growing.
Take your time with it.
Yeah.
That's what I'll be thinking about.
As always on this podcast, you've been here before. Mm. We're going to ask you the question of the hour. What is your definition of love?
Heard that one in a while.
Oh, huh? My God. I haven't heard that in a minute.
Yeah, for real.
My definition of love. Doing everything, I guess you could say my definition of love is like moving forward with every good intention, like not having any bad intention in your heart to do something to somebody, having the intention of loving something, loving everything you do. That's what I feel like love is.
But killed it.
Thank you.